Coach, a couple of tough games down the stretch. Busy week with three games, but some games. Gothenburg, of course, and then home on Friday. Just looking to get back in the swing of things. It's good to come back Friday, Saturday, and good to have a home game tonight to get back in the swing of things, huh?
Yeah, last week was pretty tough. Probably wasn't playing our best basketball. And it's nice kind of getting our feet underneath us and having a long week and being able to have a home game against Hastings and hopefully right the ship a little bit.
Yeah, just scoring-wise a little bit, teams watch game film, I guess, and kind of defense you a little bit different. It's been kind of tough scoring the basketball, hasn't it?
It has. We just haven't been able to put the ball in the hoop. And, you know, like in the Gothenburg game last week, we watched film on Saturday, and the comment a lot of kids made was, I don't remember that we had that many wide open shots. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's at the end of the day, most sports are whoever can score the most and hold the other team to fewer is going to win. And in our last two games, we had 27 made buckets compared to 30 turnovers. So at the end of the day, you've got to be able to put the ball in the hoop if you're going to win.
And Sydney, well, I really felt like once you made that comeback, it was going to get done. It just, they made the rally in the end and wouldn't let you.
Yeah, it was nice, you know, to see the kids not give up. We were down 14 after three and fought and got within three. And, you know, there's plenty of time left, too, when we were down three. I think there's 3.5 minutes left and we're down three. And, you know, credit to Sydney. They made a couple shots down the stretch. The Naughty Kid made a huge three. We did convert a couple of those, but definitely came back. And it's something we're going to try building on this week is, you know, that sense of urgency we played with in the fourth. You know, we need to get back to doing that in the first quarter. You know, up through the holiday tournament, we were having great first quarters. Our guys were coming out kind of playing, you know, with their hair on fire, so to speak. And we just haven't had that last week. So hopefully that's something we can start the game off hot.
Well, four good days of practice this week for you.
Yeah, you know, with last week being really long, we gave them Monday off where we didn't play until Friday. So three good practices, got to go back and work on some things that we need to clean up, and hopefully it gets translated here this weekend.
Hey, Hastings coming off, I don't know, you probably watched the film against Aurora. They played Aurora really, really tough.
They did. They were tied at the end of the first quarters, three or four at half, and they were right there at the end of the fourth quarter, and Aurora's a good team. You know, they're sitting like sixth, I think, in wild card right now, and I think Aurora ended up winning by eight, but Hastings' last couple games have been playing pretty good basketball, and you know, their record's not good at all. It's 1-9, 1-10-ish, and but they've played a gauntlet of the schedule of that Eastern Midland Conference that has, you know, basically all of your top teams in Class B. So they've been battle-tested. They're I think playing with confidence, and I'm assuming for them they think that, you know, this is going to be a game that they're going to be able to win.
Had a battle at their place last year.
We did. We had control of the game for most of the game, then we got teed up there late third, and kind of got their student section involved and their crowd involved and their players motivated, and ended up losing control over that game. So it seems like, though, us and Hastings, it's always a battle, and I don't know much about it, but it seems like there's not a whole lot of love lost between the kids from both teams, so I think our kids will be ready to go.
Not to look past tonight, but Minden team that will give you a go on their home court tomorrow.
They will. Minden's playing good basketball. They're one of those teams, they just kind of get you to play a certain style of basketball. You know, they're not going to be overly skilled or athletic, but man, they work hard, they play good D, they find a way to put the ball in the hoop, they rebound well, they scored 91 on Tuesday, and that's a place it seems like when we go to Minden, we just don't play very well. So, you know, once we get past Hastings here and quick turnaround going to Minden, our kids are going to have to know that this is an important game because, just looking at numbers, looks like one of us is going to be 4 and one's going to be 5 in the conference seating. So I think the winner of this game, the Minden game, is going to be 4 and the loser's going to be 5.
Yeah, one gets a home game, one is on the road.
Yeah, especially where our seniors haven't and won't have very many home games, that they're going to want another home game. So hopefully that's a little bit of motivation for those guys.